Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And as you may know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and also for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Both.
Probably vote or definitely vote?
Definitely both.
Thank you very much. Now, first answer, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. The first one is Houston Independent School District, or HISD.
What's the question again?
Yes, we want to know if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of the Houston Independent School District, or HISD.
What's the difference? HISD and Houston Independent School District, same people.
Yeah, so we want to know if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of them.
Okay, they're the same people. I'm unfavorable with what they're doing, so no. Unfavorable.
Is it somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Unfavorable.
Very or just somewhat?
No.
Yes, but very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Unfavorable.
Yes, but is it very unfavorable?
Yes, ma'am. Very unfavorable, yes.
Thank you. The next one is Harold Dutton. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Harold Dutton?
So much favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Sheila Jackson Lee.
So much favorable.
The next one is Clint Van Horn.
I don't know her. Him or her.
That's fine. The next one is Joyce Chapman.
I don't know her name neither.
What about Danny Norris?
No. I don't know him. No person.
That's fine. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
The second one. They do not know how to run our schools, yes.
Thank you. Now, in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Is it Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
I'll do Dutton.
Dutton, thank you very much. Next, here are a few statements about the current longtime State Representative Harold Dutton and his record. Please rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. We have several statements, and we want to know your reaction to each of the statements. The first statement is, Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. What is your reaction to that? Is it very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is, Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Somewhat partisan.
Thank you. The next one is, Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Somewhat partisan.
Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Somewhat partisan.
Thank you. The next one is, he is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape and incest.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. The next one is, Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Okay, can you repeat that again?
Yes, Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid persecution.
Okay, I don't know anything about that. I don't know.
So what is your reaction hearing this? Is it very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
Thank you. And the last statement is, he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners.
Somewhat positive. Somewhat negative, I'm sorry. No, negative, I'm putting negative.
Okay, thank you. Somewhat negative. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you have to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
I don't know. I haven't read up none of those guys yet.
Okay, but with what you know right now, if you had to choose today, for whom would you vote?
I don't know. I don't know those guys.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, next, there are some questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
55 and 64.
Thank you very much. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
No, I'm renting.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Is all of the play will be a touchdown? And the other ones in there? African American, black, Hispanic, what are they?
Well, the question is, do you consider yourself African American or black?
Okay, I'm not gonna answer that question. You just said two people. Two nationalities. What are the other ones?
Oh, well, depending on your answer, I think that there is more options. This is just for classification purposes.
Okay. African-American, black, same thing. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Now, do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
Not in Houston, no, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
Yes.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.